imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
No, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Made an act of love on the Mason
suck. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. It's the best. Don't you ever forget it.
When I turned 18, my mom, my wife, our six kids and me moved into a nice used double wide. It was blue and white, about 100 feet long, with tires on the roof, flamingos on the lawn, and genuine simulated whip handling on the inside. Now when you move into a trailer park, you hear odd things when it gets dark. Hollering, screaming, cursing, ain't nothing weird. One night I heard a really strange noise, so I crept down the hall to check on the boys, and what I seen done scared me something fierce. Well, there on the Naga hide couch, he sat a shadowy figure in a Mack truck hat. It was a ghost, and he was drinking all my beer. He weren't wearing no sheet, just a pair of jeans, an old white beater with greasy stains. I screamed like a girl, and he just disappeared. There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got a chain on his wallet, and he's rattling it loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! I tore in the bedroom and slammed the door shut. Pretty soon the sun came up. I told my wife what happened, but she just shook her head. Tell the truth, I'd have had a drink or three, and the stress at my job been getting to me. But just to be safe, I put a gun rack over the bed. Well, a neighbor stopped by later that day, said the previous tenant had passed away. He was killed working on a Camaro out in the front yard. The hood fell and gave his head a smack. He died, but they say he still comes back, and when the moon is full, he tries to start that car. Well, that same night, about 9:45, we was watching Dukes of Hazzard on TNN, and we heard a blood-curdling scream coming from the lawn. We ran out to that trailer lot, and that Camaro was levitating right off the blocks of that ghost in the driver's seat, yelling, "Yeehaw!" There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home, and that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got skinnered on the radio, and he cranked it up real loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Well, things got bad and soon got worse. We were stuck with his paranormal curse. He'd wake us up at night yelling, "Boo, y'all!" He moved things around to cause a scare, made a tin of skulls float through the air. We could hear footsteps line dancing down the hall. Well, I called the cops and they just laughed. Then a friend at work found an online chat, told us about a site called TrailerGhost.com. There were stories and tips, all kinds of advice. I'm telling you, that website saved our lives. We sent that ghost back into the great beyond. But listen to me, don't make no mistake. If you feel your trailer start to shake, run to the window and take a look outside. And if there's no tornado to be found and you start to hear a strange moaning sound, you might have a ghost up in your double wide. There's a ghost in your trailer. You got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave you alone. If the walls commence to move in and blood starts dripping out, you got a ghost in your trailer. Look out!
Un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Y hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Hubo una vez un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor.
And he touches his fucking bags. I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.
I won't take hold of the hand-me-down. May God I smile, though I will frown. And I'm not going to take it all lying down. Because once I get started, I go to town. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. And I don't wanna walk about like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I won't say that I'm confined like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. it all lying down. Because once I get started, I go to town. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful artist.
To Bombay, a traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again. Night by night, she danced to the circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
She went with a choppity chop, chop. Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on
Rain, he danced again, my God, another grenade. It's not strange, he just wants. is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
I wish you good morning. I love you, my darling, all of the way. I know you are wondering, should you stay or go? I want you, my darling.
Forever. to me dearly, and I need a place to go. And even numbers on a timetable, arrivals and departures, and those places' names never seemed so strange before. If there's anyone asking, did you get rushed? There's no point in asking, there wasn't enough. There's nobody else here, so please stand up. If there's anyone asking, did you get rushed? There's no point in asking, there wasn't enough. There's nobody else here, so please stand up. Of a summer sun was burning holes in everyone. Defenseless, what was left inside could finally escape. It seemed as if the streets had melted. It seemed as if the air was scented. I wish all of time could be like this. Is anyone asking, did you get a rush? There's no point in asking, there wasn't enough. There's nobody else here, so please stand up. Did you get a rush? There's no one asking, there wasn't enough.
bring our next guest out, huh? This is an unusual guest.
I'll let you introduce.
Okay. Let's bring out Gloria Huddle, okay, everybody? Gloria Huddle.
Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby, I don't sing like that anymore. No, Alfie's pulled the voice right out of me. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer Call Operator. All right? And then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo, Libby. Information. Give me long distance. Give me air. 1, 2, 3. Oh, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. I'd like to speak to a friend of mine. Prayer is the number. Faith is the exchange. Heaven is the street. Jesus is his name. Operator. Information. Please give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. Tell me why. Why? Why, operator? Information. Don't try to tell me what number to call. My mother used this number when I was very small, and every time she dialed it, she always got a call. Operator. Information. Please, give me Jesus on the line. Now, brothers and sisters,